T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Murphy, Bills play-by-play man, is joining us this morning as the Bills get ready for the Jets Sunday at home, a Sunday 1 o'clock game, which seems like it's been forever since we've had one, John. But the big news this week, Von Miller's injury, season ending. Are you expecting Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa to step up and play bigger roles now?
Yeah, I mean, they won't be able to replace Von Miller. This guy's going to the Hall of Fame, you know. He's a great player who had a pretty defined and pretty valuable role on the Buffalo Bills. But, yeah, those young guys have to step up, and they will. One thing, I mean, Von Miller was getting like 55% of the defensive line snaps so far this season. So it's not as if they lose an every down player. They lose a very valuable player, especially late in games when they're trying to protect the lead, a guy who provided them with a consistent pass rush. And so that's what they're looking for from those younger guys, those other guys, and we'll see if they can get it. I think I was really happy when Rousseau got back into the lineup a week or so ago. I guess it was last week, right? Yeah. And I think he has a lot to offer. I really do. Former first-round pick who's got unique length and size. He's not Von Miller, but he's a very good pass rusher and a very good overall player. And others, too. You know, Boogie Basham has played well in recent weeks. Shaq Lawson has had contributions. None of them will, and even some of them won't equal what Von Miller provided the Bills, but I think they will help for sure.
In a way, can Bills fans feel like, all right, you lose something, but you gain something back, and maybe it cancels each other out with getting Trey White back? You know, you lose Von Miller on these big plays, but Trey White maybe gives the other guys some more time to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. I mean, I think, you know, smart fans and people who followed the NFL for years realize that stuff happens. You know, the people, it's you know, the 100% injury rate in the league, and people are going to be in and out of the lineup. And in this case, you can look at it, as you said, like, well, yeah, we lost Von Miller, but we got an excellent cornerback back, and so Trey White will help pick up the slack. But it just happens. You know, injuries happen. I think even a couple years ago when the Bills were and fans were patting the Bills on the back for how injury-free they seemed to be and how they were able to avoid injury, and here it is, you know, hitting with a blizzard of injuries this year for no apparent reason, right? They didn't change the way they work out. They didn't change the way they deal with the players medically. I'm sure they'll look at everything in the offseason, but it just happens, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Are you concerned about Matt Milano, who we hear did not practice this week?
Yeah, a little bit. Milano has yet to practice, right? He's had a knee injury, kept him out Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see if he gets in some limited work today. Yeah, I am. I think he's a valuable player and has made significant contributions to a pretty strong Buffalo defense this year. So that's something to keep an eye on. They're a better team when Milano plays, no question about that.
The Jets beat us last time around. Where, in your mind, do the Bills need to perform better? Where was the area where we got beat last time around?
They didn't do much offensively, and that's hard to change what they can do because the Jets are a very good defensive team. I mean, Quinnen Williams up front, one of the better interior defensive linemen in the NFL. I think they're getting great play from C.J. Mosley, the former Baltimore Raven, who's kind of back to his the way he played with the Ravens when he was a Pro Bowl performer. And on the back end, Sauce Gardner is an outstanding rookie cornerback. So that's really the three pillars of their defense. The big change for the Jets, obviously, has been the quarterback. Mike White playing much more efficient quarterback. Not great, but just better. And he's capable, at least, at quarterback, where his predecessor, Trent Wilson, probably was not that capable. And, yeah, the Bills got to be concerned with all of it. I think they've got to be concerned that they can handle the Jets' pass rush and handle what the Jets are going to try to do to them defensively and produce some points. That'll be a big challenge.
Josh Allen was not as sharp last time when they played the Jets. How was his elbow, do you think?
I think that's a function of the Jets' defense. I think he's playing better now than he was back then in early November. There will be ups and downs in everyone's season, but I think Josh has straightened himself out a little bit and is playing better now than he was back then. And I guess I rely on him to be a good, solid contributor. I think he will be Sunday.
We saw a lot of James Cook last game. Do you think that continues? Have they unlocked something here?
Yes, they've. I do think it continues. Cook and Singletary, really. I think it's a great tandem, the two of them. They have kind of evolved into these roles and how they're used offensively. I think Cook, they found a way to get him in space a little bit where he can use his tremendous speed to get around people, both as a receiver and as a runner. And we saw it, especially last week, as a running back. And Singletary has been pretty consistent all year, but even he has in recent weeks upped his contributions to the offense. I think a lot of it has to do with the offensive line, too. I think they're blocking better for both of them. But, yeah, I think the Bills can use their running game more now than they could even, 5 weeks ago when they lost to the Jets. I think they're a much more reliable running team than they were back then.
Do you think Cook could be shifted to a primary rusher?
Well, I don't know. He got a few more carries than Singletary last week. I don't know if they're ready to sit down Devin Singletary because he has a lot to offer. I think they'll probably keep it as a kind of a job share thing for the immediate future anyway.
All right. They're back home after a wacky schedule. It doesn't really calm down the schedule-wise. You got a couple Saturday games after this, a Monday night game too. Have you seen that taking its toll on the team at all? All this jostling around different days, moved games. How do you think the team's dealing with it, and what are you expecting the impact to be when it's all said and done?
I think they've handled it pretty well. They won three in a row with all that schedule disruption, and I think you could argue that even with some of the injuries, including the significant one to, to Von Miller, that they may have hit their stride during this three-week course. I know it's taken a toll on me. The last 3 weeks, I haven't been able to tell you what day it is, but now things have finally settled down. I think they handle it well. This is what good teams do. You play primetime games. You play off schedule. They have to alter your schedule. I think Sean McDermott is really good at keeping things as normal as he can, even when it's not normal. You go a week without a real practice during the snowstorm and play Thursday night back-to-back. I think McDermott is a master at that, and he's developed a good routine for doing that. So I think they'll be in good shape.
All right, I know it's one game at a time, but do you find yourself looking ahead to the Miami game already?
No, I don't. I think this is one of the teams, including Miami, one of the three teams that beat the Bills, obviously. I think they're a challenge because their defense is so strong. I think the Jets have a 7-5 record. They can still entertain pretty serious playoff hopes, and I think they know they need this game. So even though I know the Miami game will be huge and I'll be ready for it next week, I'm not really giving it any thought until we get to next week. Miami's got their own issues, They're in a two-week road trip out west. They play third straight road game when they come to Buffalo on a short week next Saturday, but those are all issues for next week, I think.
All right. Hey, John, thanks so much. Enjoy the game. John Murphy will be on the call. Bills and Jets Sunday, 1 o'clock from Orchard Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.